Yeah, a big one. I suppose we put a lot of work in since kind of even before the summer. Came back to school then and been working very hard. Got a good couple of challenge games in, I suppose, topped our group. But I suppose in the groups you can afford to lose one game. We know and been getting across the lads that it's knockout now. And it's a huge local derby for the boys, and we're really looking forward to it, to be honest with you.
It was quite comfortable, your group campaign, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's a testament to the lads. Like, they were committed, they bought into it. Myself and Brian Collin were about and trained very hard, and three big wins, like down a few players through injury and whatever, and just came out on top. Whoever stepped in and played very well, and like we had 6 points out of six, so you can't complain.
Yeah, how experienced is this group considering their progression through the school football?
Yeah, we're kind of half fifth year, half sixth year. I suppose we've lost two very talented players, Sean Denny, who was a Cork minor footballer last year, and Fallon O'Leary. They're 2 6-year-olds. They would have been our centre back and centre forward this year. They're both out to long term injury, and they're leaders for the team, so they're big losses. They haven't really Owen played one group game. Sean hasn't played at all. So in fairness to the boys who came in, they've stepped up, and you know, they're working very hard, and I mean, at the moment we've 32 very committed young lads. They really enjoy training and playing for Crease Rí, and yeah, they've as I said, they've stepped up. They've won 3 out of 3 in the league, in the group, so you can't ask any more.
What do you expect off your opposition?
Yeah, it's a local derby. Look, we get across the lads, it's 50-50 no matter how much work we've done or they've done or who they've beaten in the group and we've beaten in the group. You know, a lot of lads from the same clubs, you know, a lot of Nemo, Douglas, Bears and St. Michael's in around the city, sprinkling other clubs. So look, we just focus on ourselves mainly. Done a bit of work on them obviously, but mainly focus on ourselves. Played some good games, got some good results, and you know, it's all about wins, and now it's knockout for the lads.
And the fact that it's knockout now, you mentioned a couple of minutes ago how you're kind of trying to get that across the lads. Yeah. Because he had such comfortable wins in the group. Yeah. Stages.
Yeah, I think they realise that themselves. Like, they're intelligent young lads, they're committed young lads. Football obviously means an awful lot to them, so yeah, they know it's knockout now. They'd rather be training on Friday than maybe twiddling their thumbs at home at 4 o'clock on a Friday after school. So yeah, like, they're just as committed, they're even more committed than myself and Brian are. So it should hurt them an awful lot more if they lose rather than it should hurt us, and I think it will. But hopefully we'll come out on the right side of it Wednesday.
And obviously, you know, you've a serious record in this competition, the school, like, so that weight of history, does it weigh on the lads?
No, we've had these guys for a good couple of years coming through the school, and we just always say to them, we're lucky to be a part of it. Like, Crease Rí goes on every year. I mean, teams come through for 2-3 years, but Crease Rí have won Kernan Free every decade, and we want to continue to do that, and we just want the boys to write their own histories and get their own pictures up on the wall in the school like that. And I think they really see that themselves, and look, they're very committed. We can't ask any more. Like, we're not chasing too many young fellas to come training, so look, we enjoy training them, and I think they enjoy the training and playing for school, which can only mean good things.
And are you struggling with any injuries this week or anything?
No, just the two lads who are out, the two long term lads. Been very lucky other than that. Like, I suppose we haven't had Sean Denny. Again, like, very committed young lad for all year. An unfortunate injury. He was Cork minor panellist last year. And Owen O'Leary played the first group game. He was excellent centre back, and just unfortunately picked up an injury. And he's a big loss. But look, as I said, centre back and centre forward, key positions. But fellas have just come in and played very well. And like, we'll play the lads who are playing very well and training very hard for us. And then we've a couple of lads off the bench who will hopefully make an impact in the last 20-25 minutes.
Good stuff. Finally, you know, it's primed to be a big Cork derby. Yeah. Down on Church Road. I'd imagine you'll have a huge crowd of students down there Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, I'd say there'll be good interest in it. You know, I suppose from current pupils, past pupils, and I suppose just GA people in general. Like, I suppose you saw Coleman's and Christian's in the Hearty during the weekend. There was big interest in that. You know, it's nice to see Cork schools doing well in schools. Like, I just always think, even from when I was there, when the schools are going well, it's a good indicator of where the county minors and all that are going. So I mean, you'll have one Cork team guaranteed in the semi after Wednesday, and hopefully it's us.
Yeah, it's almost a pity from a Cork point of view that two Cork schools at the quarter final stage meeting each other.
Yeah, I suppose, but look, sure, in one way it's a negative, but in another way it's a usually positive one. It gives the young fellas a really, really big game at home to look forward to, and I'd say, like, if I was their shoes, I'd be relishing it as a 16, 17, 18 year old. Like,
good stuff. Best luck to you.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, it is, Lisa. We're looking forward to it, I suppose. It's good to be coming back in the new year with a big game, quarter final in Munster the second week back, so it puts a bit of a spring in our step, really, going back to school this week, you know.
For sure. So let's talk, for those that mightn't be familiar with your group stages campaign to date then, because you edged out Coloss and Ishkelig in your final game of the group, I understand.
That's right. I suppose all three games really were quite tight. Maybe Coloss and Cullum in the first game by a couple of points, And then we drew with Tralee CBS in the second game. And as you say, we beat Colossus Skellig by a point in the last game. So, you know, they were three good opponents and three good tests for us. And we kind of think it's a good sign that, you know, we know how to kind of win a tight game. And we kind of feel the quarterfinal too could well be kind of a tight encounter, you know.
I'd imagine so. And that's what I was going to say. You could be well seasoned in your game, well progressed at this stage from that group campaign.
Yeah, I think so. Like, obviously, maybe Crease Rhee might see themselves as favourites because they topped their group and we kind of came second in ours. But, you know, we'd expect the competition, obviously, to be a level up now in the quarterfinal. But we kind of feel that we're getting well prepared for it. And, you know, we'd be expecting a big performance from our lads next week.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at the experience of last year, I know you were beaten by Clonmel, but in the semi-final, and I know from speaking to you over the last couple of years, Eamon, like, this is a quality group you have at this stage.
It is, I suppose. It's a culture in the school as well, to be fair. It's been built up over a long period of time with hurling and football, and, you know, we're at the stage now in our development where, as I say, the culture is kind of in place, and all the younger lads coming through the school kind of are very interested in playing senior hurling and football. And testing themselves and seeing what they can do. And it's great to, I suppose, to see some of our past players like Sean Poulter and David Griffin and Shane Kingston, John Cashman, fellas like that, kind of in action with the Cork senior hurlers and footballers the last couple of weeks in the pre-season tournament. So, you know, all our lads kind of, you know, are looking at that as well. And it's great to see the Roca Wall boys doing well with Cork, you know.
Absolutely. Is it fair to say that coming up against Colossus the Crease Rhee, I've just got the sense off you there that, you know, history might be with that school in this competition, and in that sense then you might feel like you've a point to prove here?
Not too much that really. I suppose history is fine and all that, but I suppose the game will be won on Wednesday by the team that plays better on the day. And you know, that it could be Crease Rhee, it could be us. As I say, it's going to be a tight game. Obviously they're a very good outfit and had some good forwards and, you know, are strong throughout their team, and we take some beating. But in saying that, you know, we're at a stage in our progression as a school as well that we don't really fear anybody out around the province. So, you know, we're looking forward to the game on Wednesday.
Good stuff. Look, the very best of luck to you, Eamon, and we look forward to that on Wednesday.
That's great. Thanks a million, Lisa.